we have the man himself from Side Project. Isn't it your show? Anime Talks. Am I right?
Yep. Anime Talks. Yes. Yep.
Chazzy. Rex.
Yes, dude. Oh man, it's good, man. I'm a little on the tired side today, but it's good, man. And I'm glad that we could work out like a time to do this with the time difference. You know what I mean? From over on the US and the UK, it's like what, like 3 p.m. for me. What's that for you? 11 at night? Is it 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
God damn, man. Yeah. So I'm glad you could work with me on the time, man. That's really cool, dude.
I don't give a shit. I'm normally up playing games till 6 in the morning anyway, so it's fine.
That's crazy, man.
Productive.
I remember those days, dude. I can't do that anymore, dude. But I gotta tell you, like, I'm an insomniac now, but it's like a painful insomniac. Like, it's no fun. It's not like not a joke. I don't have a good time. But like my younger days, man, I used to do that exact thing. I used to be up till like by choice. I used to be up till like you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 a.m. And then I'd be going to sleep like right as the sun was coming up. You know what I mean? And I'd go to sleep and I'd be up playing like Assassin's Creed and like all kinds of games, World of Warcraft, and just nonstop, dude. But I can't do it anymore. It fucks with my brain. I can't take it anymore, man. Yeah, I'm definitely like a night owl too. And I think it comes with like creatives, like anybody in the creative realm, anybody in like entertainment, anybody, any of those kind of things. It's been proven that like your mind operates more towards the end of the night if you're that kind of a person. And so like I feel like I tend to do some of my best like creative things like closer to like the evening and nighttime and stuff. Like in the day, I'm fucked.
Always when I want to go to sleep, it's like, I want to stay up and do more of what, like, you know what I mean? But you're trying to fight it. It's
exactly.
Like, why didn't I do this shit during the day when it was acceptable?
Yes. I know, man. I mean, I love sleeping. Don't get me wrong. It just feels so good. It's so nice laying down in bed, closing your eyes. But like, if we didn't have a choice though, like, I mean, if we didn't have to sleep, I mean, and we had a choice and it didn't affect us in a negative way, do you know how much we could get done if we didn't have to sleep, man?
So fucking much. I think the robots would have took over by now if that was the case.
Yeah, I know,
we would be the robots.
Yeah,
right?
We would be. Yeah, we would end up being. Yeah, I think we would just evolve and end up being like the robots in a sense. But we could do so much. Imagine how much you could experience, dude, if you didn't have to sleep, man.
But then you'd never have to experience sleep because then you know how good it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
you're
like
right.
Orgasm and like
it is.
I can't imagine being 7 year old and not being able. You know what I mean?
Know. Like, oh, can you imagine like those? And I don't want to like shit on them. I don't want to shit on them, but I just can't imagine like those like 40-year-old virgins for real. Like those people that like have never experienced ever having sex with a woman or a man, if that's your choice, whatever it is. Like, can you just imagine never experiencing that feeling? Like, just
it's
what?
Like, it's like Schrodinger's cat, where you're like. You know how it feels, so you can't ever know how.
Yeah, exactly, you know what I mean? Exactly. But that's what I mean. Like, I couldn't imagine not going through life experiencing that.
Sucking on a titty, yeah.
Yeah, what about, dude. Like, people, like, back in the days had, like, one partner, married them, stayed with them. That's definitely not today.
Were they happy, though?
Maybe. Maybe
like
I know this 40s
is couples from the war times where
right like
together
this,
now
this may
happy.
This may be weird, this may be super weird that I know this odd fact about my grandparents, but I do. And I remember the day that my grandma told me to. I was almost kind of like, my family's pretty damn open, both sides of my family, because my parents are separated, but like it's just weird hearing certain sexual things about your grandparents. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost kind of weird hearing about your parents, but I feel like it's even weirder hearing about your grandparents. And so when my grandma told me, I was both conflicted, like, and I'm going to say what it is in a minute, but I was both conflicted, like thinking like, this is fucking weird. Why am I having this conversation with my grandmother right now? But then I was also like, whatever. Like, this is kind of how my family is. But she told me that her only sexual partner ever was my grandfather. She's never been with anybody else. And it's kind of, in a sense, more normalized for that era, but it's still like, that's the only person. And then, like I said, I was like, now I've got this image of my grandparents having sex that I never would have had ever in life if it wasn't for my grandmother telling me this weird fact that I did not need to know.
She just was like, oh, by the way, Chazzy.
No, it wasn't. We're just like eating dinner together. She's like, by the way, I just felt the need to tell you. No, I forgot how it came up in a conversation about, I think it was it was me and my girlfriend at that time. And it was just me and my girlfriend and my grandmother hanging out at her house. We went to visit. And all I remember is there was a weird conversation about times, like eras, kind of like what you mentioned, and sex. And I don't know why, because I don't, like, I've never, ever spoken to my grandparents about sex before. So I don't know why we were having that conversation. I almost feel like it was probably like my girlfriend and my grandmother, like having some weird female sexual conversation. And I just happened to be there, you know? And then she mentioned it and I was just sitting there like, didn't need to know this. Didn't need to have this image in my mind. So now I know that. But yeah, anyway, eras, times. I don't know what kind of segue you're going to go into after that, but good luck.
I did have something on my brain that's gone. Fanny fart, brain fart.
Wait, are you Scottish?
I don't know. No, but like,
oh, okay.
Where I'm from, there's a lot of Scottish bloodline in the history. So like, it's kind of like in my blood. But I think my second name's Irish and mate, I'm English, right? Like, that's what I am. I wouldn't say I dislike these people, but like, you get these people who live in this town where we're from, mm-hmm. born and raised there. And they've got a thick Scottish accent. Never been to Scotland a day in their life.
That's crazy.
It baffles me. And then you've got other people who have like thick London accents when they've never been to London a day in their life. And we're totally like an hour away from there.
Wait, where are you at? If you don't mind saying it, or if you want to say just the surrounding area,
Little town. It's cool. It's called Corby, and it's like surrounded by loads of other towns. It's just like it's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
You said it was like an hour away from London. Is that what you said?
Pretty much, I think. Yeah, so, yeah. My geography is correct.
Well, I wouldn't know anyway. I've never been to the UK, but it's so interesting because I don't have too many UK friends. I've got one friend out in Ireland who I don't speak to that often. I doubt he'll even see this, but So he, you know, it's always cool hearing about things that like you're not familiar with, you know, and like stuff like that always intrigues me because the UK is a place that I really want to go. I don't even have a passport, man. I've never been out of the United States unless you count Mexico, because that's not far. That's not too far from me. But I'm in California.
Geography brain, it's part of America to me.
Yeah, right. It almost feels like it. It feels like it's just like a little branch off of America.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah, so right. It's just it's just a little bit more north, a little bit more south.
There's no split. There's no split. Like UK is the UK because it's a fucking island, right? There's no debate. That's the UK.
It's
crazy. My geography is so limited. It's unbelievable.
Mine's not that great either, but I just know places that I really want to visit. And like back in the day, Mexico didn't require a passport, so you could just go. it's fucking weird. You could just go. And that was me back in the day. I've only been a few times. And when I was younger, so I don't remember too much. But I've never been actually truthfully, truly out of the U.S. besides Mexico. And I've always wanted to go, man. Like, I've wanted to go to the U.K. Like, that's a place I want to go so bad and just experience just different things, dude. So it's always cool. I know, once again, I'm hijacking the shit out of the show. But it's always gets cool to, like, experience that to through somebody, I guess, like for yourself. So like, forgive me if I ask like UK questions that I don't know just while we're talking and shit. It's just always like, we talked about it before on an episode that I was on. I've actually watched a lot of like UK shows. Like, they're very interesting to me, like Misfits. What's the other one?
In-Betweeners.
I've seen that. I've seen that as well. Not all the episodes. And I think they had a movie too. Didn't they have a movie? I think I watched one of the movies,
the TV shows where it's at.
It's what I hear. And then Cuckoo, or how do you guys say it? I feel like you guys say it differently.
Cuckoo, it's got Greg Davis in it, the tall.
Yes, he's great, man. He is fucking amazing in that. Have you never seen it?
I think it is Cuckoo, yeah.
Is it Cuckoo or is it
Cuckoo? In the first series, was it the American guy? What was the guy's name?
Oh, yeah, from Twilight?
Andy Samberg.
Oh no, Andy Samberg was in the first season. You're right. And then it was the dude from Twilight whose name I can't remember either. Taylor Lautner.
That's why I know that.
Taylor Lautner. I was close. I knew the first name. Taylor Lautner. Man, that show is great, dude. I think it like the last season just kind of like ended on a cliffhanger, and they just haven't brought it back, unless I'm just mistaken.
What about Wilfred?
Yes, love that, dude. Great. I love that, man. I was supposed to interview
Wilfred.
Elijah Wood at LA Comic Con, and we had it all set up and everything. I had some crazy good questions for Elijah, dude, and then they canceled on me last minute, dude.
No.
Yeah, like I had some good questions, bro. I've never revealed the questions, dude. You want to get an exclusive real quick? You want to hear some of the questions I was going to ask
him? I'll give you an exclusive afterwards.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so I had some Wilfred questions, man. I have them right here in front of me. I have a synopsis thing. Let me skip ahead. So I guess I'll give it for people that are tuning in and they don't know. Wilfred was a series that ran from 2011 to 2014 that focused on a depressed man who is seemingly the only one who can see and speak to his neighbor's dog, whom he sees as a full-grown man in a dog suit. When you lay that brief synopsis out like that, it sounds intriguingly a little crazy. How were you approached for this role, and what were your first thoughts? That was going to be my first questions for him, dude. And then I was going to ask him... about the series co-creator and the Wilfred actor himself, Jason. You guys had a phenomenal chemistry throughout the series. What was it like working with Jason and working with a man in a dog suit? I'm sure there's like a lot of laughs that were left on the cutting room floor. So those were the only two questions I had about Wilfred for him. And I was like so stoked to talk to him, and then he couldn't do it and canceled last minute.
Did you know there was Australian version of the show, like originally?
That's what I know of it, but I've never seen it. I've seen clips, but I've never watched it.
All right, here's my exclusive. Well, I said I'd give you an exclusive.
Yeah,
I have a pussy. Just a joke. Well, I'm not joking.
It's fucking hilarious, man.
You know how you're saying on Instagram about the movie, you can barely talk about film, what you've got going on.
Yeah.
Tell us more. without telling as much.
Yeah, you know? you and I were talking about that, man. There's a couple things that we have in the works. Me and my project team, Project Productions, and then a couple things over on.
Is that like a group of people?
In a sense, yeah. It's like it's me, it's my videographer, Ricky. Shout out to Ricky, R1.lifestyle on Instagram. He's a great videographer, a great drone operator. So we get them crazy drone shots. We even got the drone shots in some of the side project episodes that we did at conventions, like the Anime Pasadena special and the LA Comic Con episode. And he's got drone shots, beautiful drone shots outside of during that episode and everything of the convention. But yeah, it's like me and him, mainly me and him. We're like this, and we do a lot of good videography stuff together, in my personal opinion. And then I've got another photographer and videographer that helps on the side sometimes. Shout out to Leo, Art Hero Photo. And then Amit Cosplay helps us here and there. And then my boy Jake Corrupt, who's also a cosplayer, he helps here and there too. He's also an award-winning editor, so he's golden on that end too. So it's us, and then a lot of us also work with Nerdbot Studios and Anime Fire, a new production company that I'm a part of and everything. But yeah, we're working on a couple things, both with Anime Fire and our own stuff. And I kind of want to say, but I don't know, dude. Like, let's just say, all right, this is what I'm gonna say. I wrote a script for something that we haven't shot yet, but it's coming up. It's in pre-production right now. We're going to try to shoot it very soon. And we're looking to try to release it on or before May. And it's in the video game world. So that's all I'm going to say about that one.
Perfect. So, I mean, I'm going to take some stabs in the dark here, because I've seen. Is there anything to do with... I mean, you don't have to answer. I mean...
Okay.
Fuck off if you want. Because I've seen bits and bobs of you in like Spider-Man crew. Is that
No, it's not. I will tell you, it's not Spider-Man, but there is another project that is in the realm of superhero stuff, but it's not Marvel. It's DC.
All right.
And that's somebody else's project that I'm working on, that I'm a part of, that we may or may not be. As of this recording, in like a couple days, we may actually be test shooting some of the DC project that we're hoping to try to get off the ground. So
I mean, you said video game space and I went straight to fucking superhero. So
yeah, mine that I wrote and am directing is in the video game world.
So, all right. Okay.
It's a story. It's my rendition of a story that lives in a video game. It's a video game. So
it's based on a video game.
Yeah. It's based on a video game. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's actually pretty dope. Nice. I mean, I've been writing a script for like 10 years, like a zombie stoner thing called Dead High.
Nice. And Dead High.
Yeah, right. Because actually, do you know what? I do have an exclusive, right? The pistol thing was an actual joke. I have a piece. So, I have this lifelong friend. I mean, Dan was a lifelong friend, of course.
Yeah.
We've gone our separate ways. Right. But I have this other lifelong friend, and like, he's just come out of the blue and he's excited to fucking like jump on the podcast, maybe in a co-host setting, we'll see, but
nice.
And I remember one day I was walking with him and I was like, mate, I've got this idea for a script. It involves four friends getting high in a room one day, you know, like they own an apartment and I'm stuck. I don't know what to call it. And he straight away was like, Dead High. I was like, Oh my goodness.
That's perfect. So is it like a comedy though too?
Or is it serious? But then over time, I was like, I get stuck in a rut because I got stuck in a rut with zombie films around like 2013, where they just started releasing dog shit after dog shit.
Yeah, it's been so they still
release dog shit. I'm trying to think of like the last zombie thing I actually.
2013, there was a romance horror zombie film called Warm Bodies. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's got a dude from About a Boy in it. I forget his name.
Nicholas Holt.
And Nicholas Holt, yeah.
Oh, Dave Franco's in it too. So is John Malkovich. The fuck?
I didn't
like that one?
No, I wasn't a fan.
I think I was decently into that one. I don't quite remember, but I don't remember hating it. But I don't remember feeling like it was amazing. Oh, I didn't even know there was a book.
You know, that's what it's based on. And I was like looking forward to the film, and I didn't connect with it. But what was I going to say? I did persist with The Walking Dead up until the end.
I never watched The Walking Dead, and people always think that's crazy.
It baffled me a little bit.
I never watched Game of Thrones either.
I mean, Game of Thrones is kind of acceptable. I mean, some people just started on like hating fucking medieval shit or love it.
I love that shit, which is crazy why I never got into Game of Thrones, because I love that shit. But I just never got into it somehow, some weird reason.
What was I saying before that?
Your thing, though. I asked you if it was a comedy.
Fuck, I was on something else before that, but it did start off like that. I think, in a sense, I matured because I wanted people to connect with the characters. Like,
right.
So if one dies, they're emotional about it, not just these guys are funny. It's a comedy death. Do you know what I mean? I want it to be serious in that way, but obviously have a sense of humor in it. Short of the Dead's fucking, I don't think you can top that.
Yeah, classic.
Really?
Yeah. Like, isn't there a sequel too?
No, there's like a trilogy, the Cornetto trilogy. So they got Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and then The World's End.
That's what it is. Okay.
It's all in the same world. Like,
yeah.
But the different characters, do you know what I mean? But,
right. Yeah, that's what it is. I always get it confused.
And so it just turned into like a. I haven't. It's nowhere near finished, and it's still probably not, because I've got like novels I'm writing. I was supposed to release my novel last year. When I was 30. I'm nearly 31 now. But I don't. I'm in my brain. I'm not rushing it for anyone. Do you know what I mean? It's my.
Yeah. No, I feel the same way. Go ahead. My bad.
Other things will stack on top of other things, and then I'll think of a new idea for a different thing, and I'll be like, shit, I want to write that, it's dead, and then my bad. Yeah. I'm just, you know what I mean?
I feel you. I have so many things that I've wanted to do, and I'm in my 30s as well, man, and it's like, I hate like the stigma that like the world puts on age, where it's like you're getting up to this age, you can't do this anymore. Like I hate that. I mean, of course there's like certain things where like you're getting to a certain age and it's like maybe time to mature. That's understandable. Like, you know, you shouldn't be doing certain things. Like if you're like a 6-year-old woman, maybe you shouldn't be at the clubs. You know what I mean? Maybe even in your 40s, 50s.
Like 6-year-old woman.
60-year-old. You know what I mean? Maybe you shouldn't be at the 60. Right, 60, yeah. Okay. Maybe you shouldn't be at the clubs anymore and doing things like that. Like there's, I get that. But I'm saying like creative wise, like I feel like we put limitations on ourselves due to age when it comes to creative things, and I always have disliked that because sometimes things just click at the time that they click, and sometimes they click at the age that they click, and it's like why do we have to focus on the age so much? Why can't we just focus on the project or the product or the talent or the creative or whatever it may be? I hate that we put an age limit on ourselves when we shouldn't. Why are we putting these limitations? And especially in a time where we currently live, in a time where it's a very big thing to not put limitations on things, right? Don't put limitations on me because of my gender. Don't put limitations on me because of the way I think and this and that. But for some reason, the buck stops at age. We still put limitations on people when it comes to age. And I just feel like we shouldn't, man. You know what I mean?
Why take classic things and then put your spin on it? Make your own fucking shit. And right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
make your
exactly.
Own bullshit.
Yeah, no, you know, I feel you. I feel
shit,
you.
Jesus. You know what I mean? Even with that Welcome to Raccoon City. I don't know if you've seen it.
Mm-mm. I don't think I did. No.
Do you give a shit if I say anything?
No, I don't give a fuck. It's your show, too.
The only good thing about it, right?
Yeah.
Is so you play the first game and you don't really see what happens, how they get to the mountains.
Yeah.
They just crash, they're there, they're shooting some dogs, they're in the mansion.
Yeah.
In the film, they kind of like have meetings where they're like planning to go to the woods and shit. I kind of found that interesting.
Yeah.
But then they smash fucking Resi 1 and Resi 2 together and it just was like...
Yeah, see, I don't even remember. I remember I watched... As far as Resident Evil goes as a whole, the games, I played the first couple games back in the day, and then I kind of fell off from that series. But then, and then the movies, I think I watched the first two or three maybe that came out. The last one I saw was when it was like a desert. They were like in a desert. That's all I remember right now.
That's the third one, yeah.
It's the third one?
That's a... Apocalypse, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the last one that I've seen.
That's when she finds out she's an actual clone.
Yes.
Like loads of her clones and dead bodies and yeah.
Yeah, that's the last one I saw. I haven't seen anything Resident Evil since then.
I enjoyed the first Resident Evil film in a sense because it kind of
I did too.
It was its own thing in a way. Like I didn't mind it. Like they kept true to the game in a way, but then they put their own spin on things. I thought, yeah, cool. Then the rest of just like, what the fuck is this going?
Yeah, it got out of control after a while, man.
Whoa. And then they just made Alice as like super woman. I don't know. There was no kryptonite. There was no like she just couldn't die. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I lost kill interest. Off and
get, remember the guy who played Sawyer in Lost?
Yes.
His name was Lost. James. What's his name?
I don't even remember his real name. Trying to look it up.
This is gonna piss me off because I love Lost and I'm like a dog.
I love Lost, dude. The James Sawyer
Josh
Ford.
Sullivan, maybe?
His real Josh name? Sullivan. Josh Holloway. Yeah. Josh Holloway, yeah.
Josh Holloway. All right, yeah. I've always pictured him in the role of Solid Snake.
Oh, shit.
Picture him saying, son of a bitch.
He does have, I'm looking at him right now. He does have the look for it, but does he have the voice?
Yeah, just like remember he gets hurt in that. He's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're right. What's his name? Josh Holloway. Josh Holloway. I'm just gonna Google Josh Holloway, Metal Gear Solid, and see if anything comes up. Like if there's anybody else out there that feels, yeah.
I think
there's tons of people. There's tons of articles about it, dude. Tons.
About him playing Snake. Yeah.
There's even a Reddit forum with images of him as Solid Snake, and he does look like a good
snake. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, he does look like a good snake.
I'm sure there was one in coming and had Christian Bale as like playing Snake.
I don't see Christian Bale as this. I'm reading comments. People were saying Josh Holloway, Kurt Russell, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman would be pretty cool, but I don't think he's got the voice. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. I think maybe Hugh Jackman may be too. I know I just said not to put limitations on age, but like it's also different when you're playing a certain character that has to be a certain age. I think Hugh Jackman might be too old.
Metal Gear Solid 4 Snake. Even Josh Holloway, he's a bit old now. Like, you think Lost was nearly.
Yeah, I guess he is a little bit older, but he's not. I don't think he looks as old as Hugh Jackman. I think he still has. I don't know. I haven't seen Josh Holloway in a while. They probably are. I'm talking out my ass because
he was in that Miami Vice reboot with fucking like Jin from Lost and Hurley and shit. Like they did.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did that.
I haven't seen him for a while. Check this out real quick. IGN: 8 actors perfect to play Solid Snake in a Metal Gear Solid film, but this was written in 2013, so it has been a long time. But Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Michael Fassbender, Henry Ian Cusack, who's also in Lost, plays Desmond. Uh-huh. Remember Desmond in Lost? He does have a face for that too.
A life brother.
Yes, Josh Holloway. Nikolai Coster, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, bro. Fuck, what was he in? He was in Game of Thrones.
The guy who plays bloody
Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah,
he's
from Denmark or some shit.
Yeah, Carl Urban, which I don't think so. I don't agree. Eric Bana, I could see Eric Bana, a younger Eric Bana, and that's it. That's it.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good list, you know.
Yeah.
Desmond from Lost has got to be my favorite character from any show.
Yeah, dude, such a good character. I don't know if he's underrated or not, but I'm going to say that he's underrated. Man, I think Lost is underrated. I think when Lost came out, it was a big thing, and then for a while after, it was like a big thing. When streaming services came into play,
it wasn't as big back then like it is now. Really,
yeah, now people shit on it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. I don't think they understand it. It's too, I think I'm going to shit back on these people. I don't think they understand it, man. I think we live in a world where like attention spans are so short and we're giving out quick information that a show like Lost with its intricacies and its, you really have to pay attention. You got to remember things that happened and it's just so intricate and the twists and it's all over the place. I think it throws people off in the world that we live in now. They're not interested in it and they don't look at it like how you and I would look at it, especially if you watched it back then. I was a little late on it. Actually, I watched it I think I started watching it a couple months after the series ended. I was late. I wasn't watching it while it was out. And,
2004.
I watched it.
2004, I would have been fucking 9-11. Fuck, man, my match is shit. Anyway, Lost. I would have been like 10-11. And when it came out in 2004.
When did it end?
2010. It's only on for 6 seasons.
Yeah, okay, so then I think I watched it in 2011. So I think I watched it like about a year after it came out.
So I watched it in the first series, but I was a bit young. Watched like the first couple of episodes. Yeah. It kind of scared me a little bit with the fucking noises in the woods and shit.
Yes.
Everyone in my school was talking about it, and I just, do you know, I don't know if this is like a hipster thing or fucking what, but you know, when people are talking the shit out of a show or anything, music, anything like that, my brain goes click and shuts off. But I'm the same as you. It wasn't until it was ending. My mum was really into it, and it was coming to the last couple of episodes, and I was watching them. I was like, fuck, this is so good. Like, I need to go and watch it. And I must have spent about 2 months in my fucking mum's basement getting high, watching start to finish. And I emotionally connected it to it. I don't know if it was the father thing, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know. But see, that last scene, it really fucking hit me. Like,
dude.
I don't know why. When he's speaking to his, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he's speaking to his dad.
I think we can. It's been a long fucking time.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. All right, his dad's dead. Dad's been dead for a long time.
Yeah.
And obviously, the last series, they don't know what the fuck's going on, but they keep seeing each other off the island. And Do you know what I mean? In the last episode of season 5, they blow up that shit and then time kind of gets fucked up, doesn't it?
A good show. The writing and everything. I will admit there are some, like, towards the end where people often tell me, I was with it up until I think like season 4 or 5 is what I hear a lot, where it was like a shit ton of time travel and just like all over the place. And that's where a lot of people tell me they got lost. No pun intended.
The end of season 4 was when Ben turned the fucking wheel on the island and the island went.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's what got people.
It started turning people off a little bit. That's what I hear a lot. Like, people were, they liked it in the beginning, and then towards the end they were thrown off, or they got, like I said, lost, no pun intended, and like confused. But I don't know. I stuck with it because I just liked the story, and I connected to all the characters, man. Like, I connected to multiple characters, and I feel like because it had so many characters, there's something for every viewer to connect to. There's someone, I guess, or maybe some moment even where you can connect to something. It's just, they're so relatable because they were all just people. you know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna change my favorite character in TV to all time from Desmond to Jacob. I know he was only in it for what, fucking,
wait, 5 Jacob,
episodes maybe?
Jacob,
the guy, the leader of the island that they,
okay, okay, yeah, 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 yeah,
the one who,
the, he was fucking, the blonde guy, right? Skills. He was blonde, right? Yeah, uh-huh. I know you're not trying to say a certain thing, but I looked it up. Yeah, okay, we're thinking about the same person. Yeah, yeah. I was just double checking.
Just his calmness, like,
yes,
shitstorm. Like, yeah, everyone sees him and they're like, who the fuck's that? And they go speak to him and he's just like, welcome, blah, blah, blah. He talks them through everything.
Yes.
And the whole time you're thinking, no, this is lost. He's going to be fucking.
Yeah.
But nah, the guy was legit. He was.
I know exactly what you mean. Force.
He's like the fucking, what's, like, the Force ghost of the island.
Yeah.
Like, he just, and then, dude, that scene at the end of the like season 6 or something, like the last 2 episodes, he gets them by the fire and he's like, once this fire goes out, you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
Like, one of yous have to choose who owns the island.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I love it too. Dude, I fucking, Hugo, you got Sawyer. I mean, Matthew Fox's portrayal of Jack Shepard was amazing, man.
Oh, I love him, man.
Amazing.
I kind of watch stuff he's in a lot of the time. I just kind of like his acting, you know, his facial acting.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does.
I mean, he does a lot of like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He does a lot of breathing too. You ever seen all the memes about him with his breathing?
Family Guy episode, right?
Like, yeah, they do it, like, Family Guy too.
Bag.
He does.
He's
he
like,
does
in
do
bag?
That.
He's like, I don't know. It's a mystery.
He does do a lot of breathing, but everybody in that show is phenomenal, man. And for anybody that's watching right now, and you, I just want to say, like, just give it a chance if you never have, and then give it a second chance if you stopped. Like, I'm telling you, just write it out until the end. It's a beautiful story, man.
Because like you were saying about the end of season 4, right? How the island just goes poof. If you go carry on the next season, it's kind of explained. Like, it's, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So we really haven't spoiled anything for you not to go and watch the show. Like,
it's such a confusing show with things that get explained later on. Like, that I feel like even if we sat here and did a lot of spoilers, there'd still be so much that they would watch for the first time and be like, what? What the fuck? And they, like, experience it in the moment. Cause the show is just, it's insane, dude. I think Desmond is my all time favorite in that show.
I think, yeah, I say Jacob. Just because of his character. Like, no, I don't think I really fucking Jacob pop there, man. I thought it's kind of sad, but, you know.
Everybody played their parts so perfectly. I'm looking at the cast right now. That's why I'm like.
Even the man in black.
Like, yes. I like that actor too, actually.
Yeah, same. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's good.
We're getting into spoiler territory now, so if you don't go watch fucking Lost, we're going to talk about spoilers. So. see, the twist with Locke being the man. I didn't. That kind of irked me a little bit because I didn't really fucking like Locke.
I know, man. I was like, I know exactly what you mean, dude. Like, it was like this love hate relationship once all that happened, and I was just like, I really like Locke. But now
him and Jack, they are
the dynamic, dude. Yes, the dynamic. And that's like, that's what I was just saying in general. Like, everybody played their parts. Like, if you watch the show, if anybody's like a film buff like I am and stuff too, like if you watch this show and don't like the like dynamic between all the actors, like everybody's chemistry was just so on point that if you don't notice that when watching Lost, God, there's got to be something wrong with you.
Even Sun, how like the fact, like how they kept her speaking English.
Yes. Like, you know what I mean? How much dude.
Realistically, in Korea, that is like she's learning a secret language on the side, betraying her husband. That's fucked up in Korea. Do you know what I mean? Maybe in the UK or America, that's just like, oh my God, that's cool, dude. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But to them, that's a big
fucking deal. Yeah. And just like that, you brought up another good thing. Like this, the kudos to the writers, dude, to be juggling such a large cast and have them all together and tell that story and the story of the island and then the deeper meaning of it all, which you figure out at the very end. But in between all of that, juggling each character's story and going in depth throughout the season of each character singularly, like, oh my God, like such good writing, dude.
And you know what's fucking crazy? They say they never planned it out, like, but like in the first series, it's when they first discovered the cave, they find the skeleton of the man in black and his mum, and then the fucking black and white, and
which is like foreshadowing.
You don't know any of that. Yeah. Second last episode when it's the back of the flashback.
Yeah,
Jacob and him as a kid, and that's just like perfect.
Just the callbacks. Yes, we just said the same thing, man.
Even that episode where Jacob and him and the man in black are grown up, and Jacob he has to kill his brother because he killed his mom.
Right.
He's fucking strangling him, and they're like, that scene is so good, man.
It's good, dude. And the
fucking hate that episode. I love that episode.
I don't know if there's any episode that I truly like hate or anything. No matter what you're watching, there's always ones that you dislike a little bit more. But I don't think I hate any of the episodes that I could think of off the top of my head right now. But you have one?
Season, pretty much the entire season two.
Oh, no way.
No, I like season two. Maybe.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Beginning, see when it gets into like the other 40 set. Like, that shit I kind of switch off to that. It's cool that they get introduced and stuff to the main cast, but it's like, did they really need like fucking six episodes of them getting Sawyer to the other side of the island?
Yeah, yeah.
They could have squeezed it down a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. There's moments.
Having the others, see when like Ben and, because Ben and that are the others in their group.
Yeah.
You find out they live in houses on the fucking island at the end, but why are they sneaking through the jungle on bare feet? Why are they doing that?
Yeah, I don't think, did that ever get answered? I don't know if that ever got truly answered. Like, they just,
I think it was to fuck
with them, right? Yeah, with the other people. Yeah,
to fuck with them, but like, it's like, why?
I think now that you're saying it, I don't
ask them, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't think it ever got truly answered. I think it was maybe just implied, kind of like what you said. They're just supposed to be fucking weirdos doing weird shit to scare them.
I think it was to confuse them because they were stealing kids. So then they were like, who are these people and why are the kids gone? There must be cannibals in the fucking jungle. Like, I think that was the idea.
I think it's like to throw them off that they actually live in houses and shit, you know? Yeah, so they're they're being kind of like primal, I guess.
The long game for no reason, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But then
again,
they're not going to just go up to ask them and be like, can we steal your kids, please? Can we borrow your kids and do fucked up tests on them? Because... But then again, if they describe why they're doing it, because people don't get pregnant on the island, maybe people be like, all right, maybe take a few blood samples, you know, don't kidnap him, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. There's a few things
I can bash, but like, I love it.
Overall, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Can't
fault it in weird ways. Like, I'm not one of those people who'll be like, no, I love it. There's nothing wrong with it. There is a few things. There's a few things that can be fixed. But that's the same with everything, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. And it's all preference and opinion, too. Almost everybody can take something that they absolutely love and find something that, you know, they would have done differently or they would have liked done differently or, you know, whatever the case may be. It's just human nature. Nothing is ever 100% as much as you want it to be.
Call that new show. And the first episode I really dug because
thank you, man.
Like I say, I'm a massive narrative fan, and to
nice
Steve speak to that dude was pretty awesome. It's like an inside a look into the fucking. You could admit they are just doing voices, right? But like there is a whole. People fucking love anime. I love anime.
It's a huge community.
Get it. Some people don't get it, right? But like,
yeah,
you say it's like adult cartoons. It's not really. It's more than that. But
yeah, because there's it has its varieties like everything else does. I mean, a lot of people will say, you know, Marvel, DC superhero stuff is for kids, but I mean, there's a lot of adults that are watching it these days more than ever. So I'm just saying it goes, you know, both ways is my point, you know? And, but yeah, Anime Talks. Yeah, Anime Talks is a new show that I'm a part of on the Anime Fire official network on their Anime Fire, exclusively on Anime Fire YouTube. And episode one is out right now with Brian Donovan of Naruto fame. He plays Rock Lee in Naruto, and he's also the voice of Davis in Digimon amongst many other things as well. But those are some of his most, you know, acclaimed roles, his most well-known roles. And I had him on the first show and that first episode. And that was amazing, dude, just to get all like the insights on everything. And then one of the things that like I'm trying to pride myself on with for Anime Fire is hopefully bringing something different to the table other than, I mean, for the viewers, for myself, and then for the guests as well, because these guys often, and girls, often get asked the same questions over and over. you know what I mean? Like often the same questions over and over. And so I try to, I'm hoping, and I hope it resonates with people that are watching, to have more of a conversation with them. Like, yeah, I'm asking them questions, of course, but I'm hoping that it's not just, you know, question after question. All right, now what about this? Okay, now what about this? Like, I'm hoping to pull a little bit more out of them and have a good conversation and maybe ask deeper questions that not everybody asks. Like, also maybe even get to know a little bit about them personally and how they got started and what they, why they chose this career path or if they just stumbled into it. And of course I'm asking, you know, questions about like Naruto for Brian and Digimon for Brian and things like that. But I also ask like, questions like how he, just like about voice acting in general, like maybe what's a regular day for Brian Donovan, like when, you know, voice acting, tell the people the inside details that maybe you don't talk about, or I feel like that stuff's interesting, and maybe because it's just interesting to me. So I hope it resonates with other people too. But like, I want to know, like, what are the details? Like when you walk into the studio, you know, like when they hand you the script, did you have it beforehand? Some places you don't, because with anime, especially if we're doing like the English voice actors, a lot, you know, most of that is dubbed, almost like all of it is dubbed, you know, from the original. So they'll often have the original to base stuff off of if they so choose to, or they'll kind of make it a little bit more their own, but they'll have to match the animation already. The animation will be there and they have to match the lips to the animation the best that they can. So like if there's a scream, the scream has to match the original scream, the length, you know? So like, mm-hmm. I would like to get like those details of what it's like being in there and doing it. And for instance, the episode two will be out by the time your episode of this right now comes out. I believe so. And that's with Brian Drummond of, he's the original Vegeta from Dragon Ball. He's also Ryuk from Death Note, which is my favorite anime of all time. And he's my favorite Shinigami as well. And that episode will already be out. But for instance, I'll give you a little tidbit from that episode. I asked him, you know, when you're doing dialogue for any voice acting, you're giving them several takes. You're doing the same dialogue, the same lines over and over and over to give them several takes, just like you do with acting in general, unless you land it on one take and the director loves it. But you're giving them several takes so that way they have options when it comes time for editing, right? So they don't have to call mm-hmm. you back and you do it again. You're hoping that you'll give them enough to work with. So I asked him, when it comes to moments like that, for Vegeta, for instance, there's a lot of screaming. There's a lot of screaming in Dragon Ball. So you're constantly doing that screaming. That's hard on your vocal cords. That's, you know, have you ever screamed several times? And you start getting kind of like the headache, start kind of hurting your head. You're putting so much energy and adrenaline forth. And I asked him, like, what's that like? And he kind of said it's a learning process. It's a little brutal. It got to the point where he would ask his agents to make sure that any of those hard days of screaming are pushed towards the end of the week. as far towards the end of the week where he doesn't have too much or anything at all that he has to do after, because no matter how much you warm up, he said, your voice is fucking shot, dude. You're just screaming and screaming screaming. You could warm up as much as you want. And he has vocal coaches that taught him different ways that you could try to do things to make it easier on you, but you're tearing your vocal cords apart. You're screaming all day long. There's only like, so much you can do.
Like heavy metal singers, for example. Like,
yeah.
After a show, they've got to do fucking hours of like...
Yeah, you got to get it. You got to get it back.
Yeah.
And you got to let it rest. And you, yeah, exactly. So he was just saying that... nothing negative in a sense, but it is, it's hard work, especially doing the screaming. It's hard. And it's hard on you just in general, on your vocal cords. And it takes a lot of time, but yes, with the screaming, dialogue as well, several takes, you got to give them several takes, but they are a little bit more understanding when it comes to that. Like, so you try to nail it the first couple times the best that you can. So the second episode should be out by the time people are watching this right now. And that's with Brian Drummond. And it's an amazing episode. If I say so myself, has nothing to do with me, just Brian in general. And maybe I'm a little biased because I'm such a Death Note fan. So like, I'm a massive Death Note fan, dude. I love it. And so it was like amazing being able to talk to him. So yeah, Anime Talks, man. It's on Anime Fire Official and it's exclusively over there, man. I'm thankful for them bringing me and my team on board, dude. We're running it, man. I'm the host, I'm the producer, I'm the director. And my boy Ricky is a cam op. He's lighting director. He's associate producer. Like, I'm just, I'm thankful for doing that, man.
Anime Fire, you're... thing, or you just, they took you in?
They took me in. Yeah, it's a new production company that they started. They all already, it's not like brand new, started from the ground up. They all have like other stuff that they do, and they're coinciding with Nerdbot Studios and stuff as well. But yeah, they've got all kinds of stuff, man. And I worked with them because I did Anime Pasadena, the convention, and I did the official Death Note reunion cast panel. And some other stuff and some interviews. And I was doing behind the scenes videos for some of their series and stuff. And then they were just like, man, let's take it to the next level, dude. Come do a show for us, you know? So I'm doing that. And then looking to be, like I said, we got some other things in the works, some stuff that I can't quite talk about just yet, but I'm looking to be a producer on a few things and maybe a writer and a director. So when that time comes, all in due time, we'll see.
Have you ever seen the anime Berserk?
No, but I've heard of it. Why does that sound so familiar? Let me look it up quick.
It's dope. I can't do it justice. Explain it. I mean,
2016.
Like, there's an old school one as well. It's like a dude. He's like a sword for hire. It's got to be late 90s. I imagine. Or,
yeah, you're right. 97 to 98. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's very short. It's like a one season thing, 6 episodes maybe. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's highly underrated. I suggest that.
Oh, definitely, dude.
I wouldn't say Akimegi Kill is underrated. I don't know. I don't hear many people talk about it.
Yeah, I don't hear many people talk about that either.
That's great. That's a great.
Yeah, I'm looking at Berserk right now. Yeah, it's only 25 episodes.
Yeah, that's great.
1997.
I mean, this is maybe overrated, maybe, but I love Sword Art Online.
Right. Oh yeah,
right.
You watch that? I never watched that either. I'm a huge fan of like the more like psychological thriller like anime, like the darker animes, like that's my like bread and butter. And then I'm also like a pretty big fan of like Spirited Away and stuff, because I like, even though those are a little bit more, I mean, they're still kind of dark in a sense, but they're not like Death Note dark, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like I like animes with like weird creatures and shit. So that's why I'm drawn to like Spirited Away with No Face. Have you ever seen Spirited Away?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Well, no. If you were to look it up, there's like a character called No Face, and it's shit. I just like that character. And then like Death Note, because I like the Shinigami and shit like that. I mean, also Death Note is just beautifully written. I think it's a greatly written story.
It's a good manga to read in general, really.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Not long ago, I had the Death Note short stories. I don't know if you've ever picked that up.
No, I haven't. It's quite a recent one, though.
And I got like halfway through it, and then I left it at the place I was living before. I need to get through that, but that was actually really good. I'm not sure if it was like, I think it was just set in the universe, and then like stories, like, you know what I mean? I don't think it was a canon, but the same people wrote it and illustrated it, so it's part of that universe. It was what I read of it was good.
I'll have to check that out for sure. Yeah, no, I like those kind of things. Those things are like the ones that interest me the most and shit, like Miyazaki films and stuff like that. His styles are just like beautiful and just so different. And I've watched like a couple documentaries on that guy, and just the way that he works with his animes are like, it's so, he doesn't like have like scripts laid out. He does like Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro and shit like that. And, he doesn't necessarily like write scripts. It's such a weird way to work, dude. If you've never heard this, he doesn't really write scripts. He just has like almost like storyboard style things, like illustrations instead, you know, like
that he
yeah. And he just kind of draws out, and he doesn't even half the time, he doesn't even know where he's going. He just kind of starts and just lets it flow.
There is a scientific term word we're not using for that, but you know.
And it's like such a weird way to work. And imagine like having a team, and like you need the team to like animate stuff and do stuff, but they don't know where the story's even going to go. He doesn't even know half the time where the story's going to go. He just starts going and just starts doing it. And like, it's just like, it's such a weird way to work. He had like this quote in this documentary I saw where he said something like, forgive me, I'm kind of paraphrasing it, but he said something about like, he's not like working with any guidelines. And half the time he honestly just doesn't even know where it's going to end up. You know, until it just is what it is and becomes what it becomes. Yeah. Such a weird way to work for a guy that's been doing this since, oh God, I don't know, 80s, maybe earlier. He's been doing anime, and like, it's crazy, man. And that guy is, that's a talent for sure. But have you seen Chainsaw Man? Speaking of like new anime?
No.
Dude, Chainsaw Man is fucking good. Nuts, dude. You should watch that. It does have like elements. If you like Death Note, I'm pretty sure that you'll like Chainsaw Man. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The
I think you're not sure.
The subbed version, I don't know if things are different in the UK, but the subbed version is on Hulu, and then the dubbed version is exclusively on Crunchyroll. Exclusively on Crunchyroll. So if you don't have a Crunchyroll,
I'll find it.
You can also do a trial to Crunchyroll, and you can watch it, because it's only like eight. Or 12 episodes, I think. Something like that.
I'll watch it illegally. Just don't tell anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can do it that way too. But it's fucking dope, dude. It's so dope.
Painful, man.
It's not as dark, like the actual tone, like literally, like the way it looks. It's not like a dark palette as Death Note. It's more like bright. Right? I bet. And it's more colorful and shit, like the palette, but it's still gory, and it's like, it's brutal. And it's like, it's almost kind of, it's so funny too, because like the main character is only believed to be 16. And I say that because it'll make sense if you watch it. He's believed to be 16. And he's like, he's also just cares about titties, man. I'm dead serious. He's like just on a journey to fondle as many tits as he can. And it's just, it'll make sense when you watch it. It'll make more sense.
Isn't all like long form anime? Like,
yeah, I know, right?
The main character's 13, right? And then
they
go through this excruciating journey of trials and fucking tribulations for years and years. But they're still 13 at the end of it when the series ends.
Yeah, I know, right?
They're still the fucking same age.
It's so true. It's so true. It's like they never age. It's years and years and years, and they're the same age, man. Yeah, that shit's hilarious. No, Chainsaw Man is a recommendation, man. I just finished it not long ago, and it's so cool, dude. I'm like, it's another one that just immediately hooked me. Like when I can remember when I first watched Death Note too, I was just like, like that moment. Yeah, I was like, this is fucking amazing. Like I really like Chainsaw Man like that too. So much that I went and I bought a shirt just the other day. I was like, I gotta get a Chainsaw Man shirt, man.
That's the problem with all these shit. The shit that you get really into, you gotta buy the merch, you gotta buy a t-shirt, you gotta show people you fucking love it, right? Like,
exactly.
I love this show, right? When people come in my room, I'm like, I've got my Lost DVD collection there. Like,
I gotta get that.
It's like the special box. It's got like the fucking Egyptian.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
I gotta get that to have, man. That's a collector's item, dude. That's what I mean, like having anime talks, like you just, I'm learning a lot of things that like I don't know, and so far with the comments and stuff, a lot of people are saying too, like they are learning things that they never seen before. So I'm thankful. Yeah. So shout out to anybody that's watching it. That makes me feel good, whether they're probably not thinking about me anyway. You know what I mean? They're probably not thinking about the host, but that makes me feel like I'm doing a good job when people are like, wow, I learned a lot, or like, I didn't know this. It's like, because then that says kudos to me as a host, as an interviewer, because if you didn't know this, that means that probably nobody else asked them that before, and you're getting that for the first time here. So it makes me feel yeah, same definitely.
You're doing something right. People won't fucking comment on it. They won't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, maybe you'll get it in the DMs, like, you're doing a fucking brilliant job, mate. Like, that's where I prefer it. It's personal then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Reaching out.
So definitely. I don't want people commenting on what I'm doing. I want people commenting on like the content, the who's the guest, I get you, catch your drift.
It feels good.
Going back to what you were saying about the guests on Anime Talks as well, it's kind of the same thing with this. It's like, I don't want to get personal with the guest, but you want to like ask them things no one else is going to ask. You want to know if they stand up to wipe their ass or if they sit down. You know, like
exactly. You want to know their ins and outs, man.
But a little bit of their daily routine, see what goes into it. Because you've got to say, you want to know, you don't want to copy their routine, but you want to know what goes into the art of making something.
Yeah.
What it is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
especially with like people that are creatives, like there's so much that you could talk about. Like if you're doing anything in any sort of creative realm, everybody that is a creative have like their special ways that they work or they do something and this and that, or the way that they look at life or the way they look at something. So it's like you and I kind of have that in common too, because I do side project, which is gaming, film, and cosplay. And then now I'm doing Anime Talks, which is obviously all in the anime realm. And I'm just like learning a lot from all of these people that I have on and like picking them apart. And for instance, like if it's a cosplayer, you know, learning about why they're so attached to this community and why they felt the need, like, because I mean, let's keep it real, and they all say this, so this isn't dissing anybody, but they all say like we're half the time, because I will be honest, it's a lot of men that I talk to on side project, but they'll jokingly kind of say like we're grown men playing dress up. You know what I mean? Like we're grown men playing dress up, but it's like, it's so satisfying, and it's for a lot of them have a lot of the same reasons. So I'll just like, I'm not going to pick anybody specifically. I'll just start naming random things, but a lot of them share the same reasoning. And it's like, one, it's like satisfying the kid in you, the things that you didn't get to do as a kid. Now you can afford it and you can do it and you can have fun and you can experience it, whatever their lives may have been like when they were kids. Then a lot of them will also say it's, you know, becoming, a lot of it does, you know, go back to being a kid, you know, like becoming Spider-Man, like you, again, fulfilling that dream and just being a nerd and becoming Spider-Man. And then it's a lot of going
if
to
the
conventions.
Come out tomorrow where I could swing from fucking building to building.
Bro, I would do it in a heartbeat. I would do it in a heartbeat, man. But a lot of them will say things like, you know, and then going to conventions, physically being in the moment, being, you know, dressed up as whoever you want to be dressed up as, and experiencing that with like-minded people, whether it be conventions or doing photos and collaborating with people, it's experiencing something together and also being able to share it with like-minded people. And you just build friendships. Like even just me, even though I don't cosplay right now, I've got some things in the works though. Hopefully later this year, I'm so busy with everything else I've got going on. I haven't had the time to really put the money towards it and the effort towards it, but I've got a couple things in the works. But
does it involve assless chaps?
It does. It fucking does, dude. You nailed it. but it's like experiencing all of these things with like-minded people. Fucking camera's trying to focus on the red hood in the background. There we go. And you build friendships super quick. And I can even relate to that in the same sense of doing podcasting and building friendships with other podcasters, because we share a like-minded likeness for something, you know. And even going to the conventions like I do, I've made friends with people that I met one time at a convention, because you're already going into it with such a relation to one another because you're there for all these like-minded things. So whether it's like, the cosplay or anything. Like, you just, and I'm learning so much from all of these people and why they started what they started and how they got into it. And then circling back to why we even brought, I brought this up in the first place, is the same thing with anime and the creatives that are there, with the voice actors and why they got into it and how they got into it and the ins and outs of it. And then circling it back to what you said, is just so much that you can talk about as an interviewer, as a host, and pull shit out of people in a creative way with someone who is creative. It's just so many different angles, and I just love it. There's so much that I've experienced and learned, and friendships that I've built in the process, man. And it's cool. And it's always like cool to see, like, I'm always supportive of other podcasters, one, because I know what it feels like to not have support. And then two, like, it's such a cool thing to, in my opinion, to see like another, someone that does what I do and see it the way that they do it. You know what I mean? Like, such as yourself, mm-hmm. here right now, and the way that we've just had like running on conversations and tangents and stuff, but yet you're still throwing in questions here and there at random times, and it's working, and you're able to have a much like more flowing and natural conversation to your episodes. And you guys have always had that, even when Dan was here, like, and I always dug that. It's a cool way. Like, it's a cool way to do things. And I love seeing all that.
Doing it. A lot of my friends used to say this as well back in the day.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I'm super high all the time.
Yeah.
But I used to get like, my friends would just come around because it was like, it's the cool stoner crib, man. Let's go around Sean's and fucking blaze a cheeky number.
Yeah.
My friend, but they'd bring like friends I didn't even know existed around.
Yeah.
And then the next day they'd come around and be like, whoa, they said they fell asleep in your room because you're super chill and that. It's like, yeah, that's the vibe I love, man. I just love people going in, feel, fucking shoot the shit, you know? Yeah.
And that's how you make people feel comfortable too. Like, that's the other thing I've noticed, like, as a host and an interviewer and stuff, is like, you definitely want to make people feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Because once they're comfortable, that's when they open up more. That's when the interview flows more. And then that's when it's also better for entertainment purposes, for the audience, for the viewership that's watching. And then and you'll get people that will say things like, man, I feel like I was a part of it. I feel like I was a part of the conversation. Or I feel like I was just shooting the shit with the boys. You know what I mean? And those are the comments that are the best too. Like, I feel like I was there. You made me feel like I was hooked. I was in the moment, like I was hanging out with you guys and we were all talking together. That's some of the best. Yeah. That's some of the best compliments that you can get as a creator, in the form of something that you're watching, like a podcast or anything like that. That's always cool.
That's why this is called the save room. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. You're getting away from the shit. You're getting in that room. You're safe.
Yeah.
Tickle each other's balls and talk about sweet nothings together, you know?
You may get fondled, but other than that, you're pretty safe.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like new live action films like The Lion King and all that shit. Where the fuck's Futurama? Do that.
I know. With all the things that are happening, dude, that would be crazy. Would it work? I think it could work. It would almost be like...
No, because it's not like Family Guy or anything like that. They look real. You could get a fucking bender and a robot suit. You could get a free tip.
Yeah, you could.
Layla. Is it Layla? Yeah, it's Layla.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it
purple
is.
Head
yeah.
chick.
You
yeah,
could.
Do Futurama.
It's almost, I'm going to say... Yeah, exactly. It's almost like Men in Black, but not Men in Black as far as storyline and all that stuff, but Men in Black as far as like the aliens go and the things that they look like and shit like that. Like, it's very easily translatable, I guess you could say, to live action. It is something that could probably be done.
I don't want to see South Park live action, though.
No, not
basketball and shit like that for that, you know? Like, yeah. You've got actually them making... Have you ever seen Orgasmo?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Orgasmo. Yeah. I've seen basketball. Yeah. Underrated, man. Have you ever seen... I feel like maybe we talked about this before. I don't remember, though.
Jog my memory.
Have you seen Cannibal, the musical?
Oh, I think, yeah, you were speaking
it's
about
by,
it.
It's by Trey and Matt as well, the creators of South Park.
Yeah.
It's a trauma film, and it's old school. It's before South Park. It's before they got rose to fame. It's very indie. But if you can find it... It's hard to find, man. I own it. I have it.
The musical.
Cannibal, the musical. And it's like, if you're a fan of those guys, if you're a fan of basketball, if you're a fan of Orgasmo, if you're a fan of South Park and just that raunchy, like weird, gory comedy and the shit that they do, you'll like this. But it is a musical though too. So there's a lot of singing in it, but there's a lot of singing in South Park as well.
Yeah, I love them too, man.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. They'll do what the fuck they want. And like,
and if you pay attention, you'll catch Cartman's voice in the background during a scene of Cannibal the Musical, and it's before they even had South Park. So they
I'm never gonna find that. It's like when we had Officer Doofy on, and he was telling me about this prank show he did in the '90s, and that I could never fucking find it. I'm never gonna be able to play Cannibal the Musical. I'll be fucking.
You gotta fit. You gotta. I'm gonna tell you. I know YouTube probably frowns upon this, but you're probably gonna have to find a way to like download it. You're gonna have to find a way to torrent it or something. Like I don't even know these days.
Dark web to find Cannibal the Musical.
Yeah, you're probably gonna have. It's a hard find. Or the only other best bet is like fucking eBay or some shit, and getting the actual DVD in hopes that you actually have a way to play it still. Well, I'm sure you do. You're a gamer, so you can pop it in. Yeah, that may be the only way.
That's why I like going to cons and stuff, because I love physical copies.
Physical media.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike digital, but
yeah,
I do it when I need to. But I love having, because it's
something nostalgic about it too.
You look at it, it's like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember fucking, you know, like you remember shit.
Wait a minute.
So that's 12 years ago.
Wait a minute. It might be on a streaming service. Hold on. I'm loading it up to see. If you have Peacock though, but it's like, who the fuck has Peacock? Coincidentally, I have Peacock because my friend has Peacock though. And so he gave me his login, but who the fuck has Peacock?
I think I had Peacock for like a month or watch the second Halloween film.
I can't believe it.
It's
on Peacock, dude.
No,
it's available to watch on Peacock. You know why? Because Trey Parker and Matt Stone have a deal with Peacock. That's why.
Yeah, ain't that part of Paramount?
They have a deal with Peacock, they have a deal with Paramount, and they have a deal with HBO Max. These guys are rolling in the dough, man.
No, man, I'm surprised they're not on the Forbes most.
And Comedy Central, which I think is owned by Paramount or some shit, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's the same. It's the same thing.
I know more about American television than I do British television.
Do you guys not have all the things that I just listed?
We do certain things. I think we have like Paramount and. Peacock, maybe. I think. I don't know. We don't have HBO Max, though.
You don't have HBO Max?
No.
Oh, shit. I don't think so.
Maybe we do. I checked it for. I don't think so, no.
Oh, that's crazy. That's now. Like where everything DC is. South Park is on there as well.
That's what I'm saying. It has quite a lot of good shit on there, man.
A lot of fucking anime is on HBO Max, too. I think, for like a long time, people were like, always shitting on in the anime community. People are always shitting on people that watch dub versions. You know, they're like, you gotta watch the sub version. Yeah. It's the original. But I think it's becoming more common, or maybe people just stopped giving a shit as much. You know what I mean? But I also think it's becoming a little bit more common to watch dubbed because it's like everywhere. Streaming services make it so much easier. It's just like, there.
Why wouldn't you? You know?
It's just there now. Shit, you might as well, you know? So I also think it's a combination of streaming services, the times, and then also I think people just kind of stopped giving a shit to care about shitting on people.
Sticks up their asses. It's just because I think some translation gets lost with the English shit. Yeah. So like you might lose some original content or whatever.
That is true though. You do lose a little bit. And that's the thing with me. Like I have to watch the dub versions because the actors that I interview on Anime Talks, they're the English actors and actresses. So I have to, I have to be on top of
the original Japanese voice actor on this fucking guy next to him translating everything.
Exactly. It'd be so difficult, bro. That'd be so hard, dude. Yeah, who am I? Nintendo? Like, I can't do that, bro. So yeah, I'm watching all the dubbed versions of everything, man. So I have to. It's my job now.
Did you watch a lot of movies last year or no? Yeah.
I feel like I did, but I don't know, man. I need a refresher. These last like 6 months to a year have been a wild ride for me. Both. You know, good things and the stuff that I'm doing and I'm thankful for, but also like fucked up stuff. Like I lost my dog, man, you know, my dog of 13 years and relationship stuff that didn't end up panning out. And then some family stuff. I've had a lot of tragic things that I just don't really talk about. So like the mixed with the bad stuff and the good stuff and my busy schedule, my year has been all over the place. So I've drawn blanks on like what came out when. You know what I mean? And like, I'm a huge Marvel and DC fan. And I feel like we just watched like No Way Home, for instance, but that was quite a long time ago.
Oh yeah, I watched. You know what? We watched that recently, but it was like the extended version, and it was fucking amazing. Like, what they took out of that film.
Yeah. Oh, great, I know. Man. I know.
The scenes where they're interviewing the teachers, and they're all some of that shit was well funny. I don't know why they didn't keep it in.
There's so much. But, like, I feel like, to answer your question, like, I don't know what came out when. I'm so confused. But, like, No Way Home, I definitely watched that. I have no idea if that's in the realm of, like, this last year. And then The Batman, of course, I watched that. Almost everything Marvel and DC I've watched. So we'll just cover that right there, including all the TV shows, too. Do you have D Plus? Yeah, you have D Plus in the UK, right? Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have. Yeah, definitely have that. So I watched all the Marvel series as well. Some that I liked, some I really didn't like. I'll give you this. This may be a cool conversation. You know, like I said a million times as well, huge Marvel fan, huge DC fan. Side Project Podcast focuses a lot on Marvel and DC stuff. But I got to tell you, man, Marvel going downhill for me. And it almost hurts me to say because I've rode with them for so fucking long. But Thor, Love, and Thunder, I fucking hated it, dude. Hated it. Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, I was super stoked about it. Hated it. Didn't like it at all. Really? Miss Marvel, I'll throw a curveball, though, for anybody that's a Marvel fan. Miss Marvel, I didn't hate Miss Marvel. I don't know if you saw that. Was it really good? No, wasn't that great. But
Miss Marvel, the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show.
All right.
With the little girl. But here's why I didn't hate it. Because I understood that it's from the perspective of a child. So it's going to be kind of childlike. She's a kid. She's a little kid. It's not like Spider-Man where he was also kind of like a kid. She's very kiddy. And it's very kiddish. So I tried to understand that the best that I could. But I'm also probably just not the target audience for it. The same way that I wasn't the target audience for She-Hulk. I hated that.
Oh, that sucked balls.
I hated what they did to Daredevil, too.
I don't think I could have got past episode 3. I couldn't hack it.
It was painful. I'm not going to lie. There was times where I was like, I didn't want to watch it. But because of the podcast, I thought maybe I was going to talk about it. I never ended up talking about it with anybody or even myself. But there's times where I
forget that shit, bro.
There's times where I sit through it because I'm like, for the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to end up talking about it. I have the knowledge. But I didn't. Like, I haven't really talked about the latest Marvel stuff on the pod. One, because I've been having a lot of guests, so it's been kind of more so about them. And if we do talk about that stuff, we just kind of touch on it. But and then I haven't had any solo episodes. Solo episodes are where I kind of just talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about because it's just me. But I haven't had any for a while, so I haven't really touched on them. But like Moon Knight, loved Moon Knight. I loved that. Did you watch that? I'm a huge Moon Knight fan in general,
I'm a fan of Oscar Isaac, so I like.
Yeah, him. I like him too. Yeah.
I wouldn't say I like everything he's in because.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like X-Men Apocalypse, and he was in that.
Nah, that sucked, dick. Tell you what, I really did enjoy the robot film. What's it called?
Oh, yes, bro. I love that.
Ex Machina.
Yes, bro. I feel like that was such a, like, kind of a talked about film. I felt like it was in the time. But then I asked people, and I don't know if I've ever come across anybody that's watched it.
Same with that. What's it called? I'm drawn by it. It's the guy, he gets the chip in his thing and he's like an indestructible beast.
Oh,
what's it called?
Upgrade?
That's the fucking, yes.
Upgrade. I know what you're talking about, but I never watched it, but I know what you're talking about.
We got there. Right, yeah. Upgrade.
It's good? So, you recommend it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's
okay. I'll have to watch that for sure.
What was the film we were
talking
about before? Like, we got lost in fucking.
What were we talking about? Somebody's probably commenting right now. You were fucking talking about this. What were we talking about? I have no idea. I fucking forgot.
We're talking about classic films as well.
I don't know. I don't know. I forgot. But yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of Marvel, everything Marvel and DC I've watched. I'll give you like a recent one though.
We're talking about Ex Machina.
Ex Machina and him and Isaac in Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse. Yeah, I didn't like, we're talking about those two. Yeah. Yeah, Ex Machina was good though, people don't ever fucking say anything about that movie. I just find that really crazy. I actually have that movie, but Servant, it's on Apple TV Plus. Highly recommend that. I don't have Apple TV Plus. I have a 3-month trial. If you're an Xbox Game Pass user, One of the perks for Game Pass is a three-month free trial. It's fucking awesome. I've never really gave a shit about Apple TV Plus. Nothing ever looked interesting to me. I was like, I'm not interested in watching anything that they have. But if you got a free trial, you got to take it, right? So I took the free trial, and the first thing that popped up was M. Night Shyamalan's Servant, and I binge watched the fuck out of everything. And it's as of this recording, it's still, I think actually the day that this show comes out, your show right now, will be the season or the series finale. It's over. It's got four seasons, and I think it's the series finale the same day that your episode drops. But I binge watched it like four seasons in maybe like a week, bro. It's that fucking good. To me, it's that good.
I did that with Stranger Things when I first got into that. Because I was a late coming to that. Because I was like, no, everyone's talking about it. Fuck you. So,
yeah.
And I saw series 1 to 3. And I was like, dying to watch series 4 then. And I was like, fuck.
Servant. I recommend it, bro. It's all UK actors, too. Except for like one.
I'm sure the menu's on Apple TV as well.
I think so. I think I've heard of it.
That's a great film from last year, actually, saying that. I watched a few stinkers as well.
Cherry with Tom Holland. Have you seen that?
Cherry.
It's on Apple TV Plus as well. It's a movie.
I don't think so. Is that good?
It's pretty good. It's not like amazing, but it didn't get good reviews, but I thought it was pretty good. I will say that stick with it. I feel like it's one of those movies where in the beginning you're kind of like, fuck is this? Yeah. What's going on?
Same everything though, really, right?
Like, kind of, yeah, you're kind of right.
Like Ozark, I really enjoyed that, but when that started, I was like, is it?
But I would say stick with it, maybe just for Tom Holland's acting. He's he's pretty damn good in this movie, man. He's pretty good, but you got to get to the good parts. He kind of almost plays different characters in a sense. It's the same person, but because he goes through like a whole fucking lifespan in this movie almost, man. It's like, He's like a bitch in like the first half of the movie where his girl just walks all over him. Then he ends up joining the army. So he ends up like a fucking army dude. And then he gets like PTSD. So he's struggling. And I'm not spoiling anything. This is literally all in the synopsis. And then he's got like, he comes home and he's got PTSD. So he's going through all that crazy shit. And that's like where it gets good because he's really getting into his acting, you know? And then he becomes a drug addict and like a fucking... gets all into crime. And again, I'm not spoiling anything. That's literally the synopsis. The synopsis gives you like a brief timeline. But I'm not spoiling anything. There's so much that happens within that time frame that it gets pretty crazy. Especially when he becomes a drug addict after the army or whatever.
So it's pretty, I do like Tom Holland though, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty good actor, man.
I don't think the movie is insanely amazing, but I think the writing is pretty good. It's by the Russo brothers as well. The same guys that did Infinity War, Endgame. Yeah. So they're good writers. They're good directors, man. And then you mix them with Tom Holland. I mean, thumbs up for me, at least. But my brother's going to watch that as well. And I also got my brother into Servant. And he's like, bro, this shit's fucking phenomenal. I'm like, I told you. Fucking told it's you, dude. Good. It's
See,
good,
the thing
man.
Is, like, I have got into things, but like, I always compare things to Lost and I'll watch something. I'll be like, yeah, it's not cutting it for me, you know. I'll just go back and watch Lost and start, you know.
Do you like M. Night Shyamalan? Because his stuff's very mixed reviews, man. Very mixed reviews amongst people. He did like The Village way back in the day.
Yeah, The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense, I mean? Very mixed reviews on him.
I would say I'm a massive fan. I mean, I've enjoyed some of his movies.
Me too. I agree with you.
I want to watch Knock at the Cabin.
I haven't seen that yet either. I don't think it got the best reviews either, but a lot of his movies get the best reviews.
I don't go by reviews and I don't go by trailers anymore.
Yeah, no, I know, me either. Because they're often wrong, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? Well, half the time I disagree.
There's a film come out last year, right, called The Invitation. And the trailer looked so good. To me, anyway, it looked fucking... And I was recommending it to fucking Dan, everyone.
Yeah.
And Dan went and watched it. It was dog shit. It was just shit as fuck.
I think it goes both ways. It's crazy, man. M. Night Shyamalan, The Visit, Glass, Old. I've never seen Old.
Glass.
Split, Unbreakable. Old. I've never seen Old.
Old's weird. Old's weird, dude.
It's Should I watch weird. That? All right, I'll watch that then. Sixth Sense, Knock at the Cabin, yeah. Yeah, he's done some good shit. He's done some good shit.
I'd say watch Old. Old is kind of
Is that
it's
with
weird,
it's
good.
Who's that with? Oh, he's in it. He's in it himself. In case they haven't seen it. A vacationing family discovers that the secluded beach where they're relaxing for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day. You know what? I think I've seen a clip of this like on TikTok before or some shit. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I just never ended up watching it though.
Man.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch that for sure. It's on HBO. It's on HBO Max.
Yeah, it would be, man. Where good shit's at.
Yeah. Yeah. But I recommend Servant, bro. Servant. Servant's pretty damn good, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Servant. Stick with it. It's very confusing. And I will tell you, because my brother asked me too. He's like, I won't give any spoilers, but he just goes, bro, this fucking thing that happened in season one, I'm already on season three. And this shit never got answered. What the fuck? He's like, what the fuck is happening? I don't understand. And I'm like, just stick with it. And then there's other things he's asked me too. He's like, what about this? And I'm like, I don't even know, bro. Like, I don't know, man. Cause I'm ahead of him, you know? But one of the things that even I was sitting here wondering for four fucking seasons just got answered in the latest episode that just aired. Cause now I'm all caught up. So I'm watching it weekly and it just got answered. I just watched it last night. And I was like, ah, fucking four seasons later, and it got answered. Now I get it. So, like, it's a long game. The show is a long game.
I'm down for a long game show, man. Yeah. They're the kind of shows I like. I don't like the episodes that get wrapped up at the end, and then they're starting a new story. And I like fucking long format.
It's this is fucking long format like crazy. Like, shit that happens in season one doesn't, like, there'll be callbacks to it and flashbacks to it, or it'll just, like, pick up where a moment left off in season one, in season three again. And you'll just be like, oh shit, now all this other shit that I didn't get to see. Like, you know how shows will do moments where, like, in one episode, they'll show you, like, from one character's perspective.
Yeah.
And then, like, you'll get another character's perspective way later about the same event that happened, but what they may have been doing during that moment, and that'll answer more questions. Shit like that happens. And you'll get the answers later.
Like when when Locke's talking to Richard by the plane, he's sitting there talking to Richard, and then like they go full set. He tells Richard to go and like fucking take the bullet out. I love that shit.
Stuff like that. So M. Night Shyamalan does that in Servant, and I recommend it, man. And like I said, they're all UK actors. It's funny, the UK actors, all of them speak with a American accent.
Yeah, they do that though. They do that. Yeah. They did it with Star Wars.
It's pretty much almost an entirely UK cast, and that's all crazy, of them speak dude. With an American accent. I didn't even know all of them were UK until I saw an interview.
Good actors, right? Surely, like
yeah,
American actors to play American people, right?
Right.
No,
I know. And what's his name? What's his name from Harry Potter's in it, bro?
Rupert Grint.
Fuck, dude. He does amazing. He's got a really good American accent, too. He's got a really good American accent. At first, I was jarred because I was like, I know that he's not American.
Yeah.
But then as I just went on and I fell in love with the character and I was like, fuck, dude. Like, his accent is believable. Now that I've detached myself from that, his accent is believable and his acting is fucking phenomenal, dude. Like able to cry on command, like that kind of shit. You know what I mean? And like just get into character, dude. Fucking amazing.
Take all those dudes out of Harry, but maybe not Hermione, but Daniel Radcliffe. Have you seen Swiss Army Man?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do some mad good films. Yeah. You know, like both of them.
Yeah. It's all these like it's the films you don't expect, man. That do the best sometimes, dude.
Although Rupert Grint's been in a film called Thunderpants.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's about his friend who can fart so much he can send a rocket to space.
Oh, wait. Did I see that? God, that sounds familiar. Maybe I did see that.
I've seen that as a kid. That's a classic.
I didn't know that Rupert. I'm looking at it right now because I was going to give you another one about Rupert to watch. And I didn't know Rupert's also in Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like Batista's little crew, I think.
Yeah, but aside from like real like good acting, like you know, I mean action, drama, whatever, comedy. Rupert's pretty good at comedy too. Have you seen Sick Note? It's a UK show. Yeah, I liked it. I don't know if you liked it, but I liked it, man.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Is that over? Did they end that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've not watched a lot of TV shows. I've just like my friends been telling me I watched Ted Lasso for a while.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, like.
That's on Apple TV, I think.
Yeah. So I have started watching it, but it's the first couple of episodes, so it's like the beginning of everything. It's like, I don't know if I'm into it yet. Like, I'm trying to commit, but we'll see how that goes. It's pretty funny.
I looked it up right now for Sick Note, and it ended in 2018, but it never truly ended. It just never continued. At the time of writing, season 3 hasn't been confirmed. It's only the first 2 seasons. So there's like no true update. It's just kind of in limbo, I guess.
That sucks.
I still think, I know we keep saying we're going to wrap up, but I just want to say, I have to say, especially when I talk to you, man, being that you're from the UK, just in case there's any of your UK viewers that tune in and end up having some sort of connection to, who did Misfits? Was it Channel 4? Who's the production that did Misfits?
Channel 4.
Fucking bring it back. Do something, please, for the love of God. Not the American version. I know it's still, I think that's in limbo too, where they're working on an American adaptation, but it's a movie. I don't know. I mean, I'll watch it, but the UK version is where it's at, you know? Bring it back. Somebody do something, please.
You got to get, I don't know the Irish guy's name, but if it's got to come back, he's the main part of it.
Which one? Robert Sheehan or the guy that plays Rudy?
Nah. Robert Sheehan.
Robert Sheehan. I don't think he wants to do it. He made a statement one time. You saw that or no? He purposely left the show because he didn't want to be labeled as, what's his character's name?
Nathan.
He didn't want to be labeled as Nathan his whole life. And then he also didn't want to be typecasted as that type of character.
Although if you watch everything he's done since then, he's pretty much Nathan.
And then he's also in Umbrella Academy, where he's pretty much kind of the same character, but not as goofy. But
if you watch him in interviews, he's Nathan.
Yeah,
you might as well just change Nathan to Nathan Sheehan. So he's fucked, really. Either way.
Yeah, but I was like, oh man, when I learned that about him, I was so disappointed because I was like, it's just. What the fuck, bro? Just embrace that you're doing such a good job at a character that everybody loves, man.
The way I look at that is look at James Bond. Yeah, they're probably more famously known for being James Bond, but they do some other great shit, you know? Yeah. Look at Sean Connery's career and all that. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Prime example, really. They do James Bond, but that's because they're great actors. You know, play naked because you're a great actor.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And you're good at it. And it's funny and it's enjoyable and everybody loved it. And it was one of the best parts of Misfits and everybody was disappointed when you left. So embrace
Rudy,
it, bro.
Rudy was funny, but Nathan, you can't be Nathan.
Yeah. Rudy had a little bit more of an emotional side to him that I liked, that differentiated him from Nathan, because I felt like they were kind of trying to give us a familiarity with Rudy because Nathan left, but Rudy had a difference. And I did dig that. But Nathan was where it's at.
I love American stuff, but some of the shit he's pump out, Jesus.
I know, man. Believe me. Believe me. I'm here. I'm over here, and I'm over it. I'm tired of it, man. That's why I watch a lot of UK shit, which I haven't been watching as much UK shit as I used to. So I gotta get back in on that, man. I'm trying. None of my shows have anything to do with Misfits. I guess Side Project could because of the comedy aspect of Side Project. But man, I would love, one of my dreams would be to interview some of the cast members from Misfits, just because I'm such a huge fan. That would be a dream come true. I know it's like years among years later, and they probably don't give a shit to talk about it. But I would love that.
That's it interesting, man. I'm sure they would. Like, I mean, it's like when we did Officer Doofy. I call them by their stage names, but David Sheridan. It's like we purposely didn't bring up Scary Movie for a while, just so he didn't think, oh, that's all we want to talk about. So we brought up like cult fucking things he's been in, like in Windy City Heat. It's like a cult comedy film from like these comedians made it, and they're pranking their friend.
Yeah,
and he's oblivious, so he thinks he's making a film, but they're making a film about him believing he's making a film.
Yeah.
And he's like in it as a limo driver, like David Sheridan, and he plays the role perfect because he's just got to act like he doesn't know where the fuck he's going. He's making him late for his own premiere, and he's like he's just quality in it. So we brought that up straight away, and he's just like vibed straight away. We clicked with him, like it was good.
That's the way to do it. Yeah, that's the way to do it for sure.
Perfect. That's a perfect tie a ribbon on it. Let's tie a ribbon on it. So fucking...
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Go listen to Chazzy's podcast, Anime Fire, Star Project. Mm-hmm. I love listening to both, man. I just love your energy on your podcasting and your questions. You just fucking, you make it so engaging to listen to. And
thank you, man.
You know,
thank
you. But I can't do what you do where you introduce the guests. And fucking, oh man, I wish I could do that, man.
That comes from old music past, man. I appreciate that though.
And again, I just, you know what I mean? You don't want to be, you don't want to copy people. You just want to be inspired by people. Isn't it? I love my chill little, I'd like my chill vibe. I'll keep my chill vibe.
Yeah. Nah, be yourself. That's what everybody should do. Is just be themselves.
That's
the way to go, man.
Yeah, dude. I love having you on, man.
Thank you for having me, dude. It's been fun, man. I love it, man. I love it. Anytime, brother. Anytime.